The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So my clock says it's about 9:25. So I think we'll go ahead and get started. Some of you may know that Gil is teaching retreat this weekend. And so I think part of the retreat time is happening now. So I'll be here with you this morning. It's nice to see people coming online. So why don't we go ahead and get started with the meditation. And as other folks come in, they'll just join our growing online group. So bringing yourself into the present moment. Finding a posture that's upright and also relaxed. Maybe taking a couple of long, slow, deep breaths. And on the exhale, allowing the body to relax, soften. Sensing into the place where you're sitting, feeling your seat against the chair or the cushion, your legs or your feet against the floor. And just sensing that stability, the groundedness of being supported. And letting go into that. Softening various parts of the body. Perhaps starting with the face, the muscles around the eyes, the mouth, the jaw. Softening the eyes and the eye sockets. Down through the neck and the shoulders. Allowing the shoulders to drop down a bit, maybe the shoulder blades to slide down the back. Down through the arms and the hands, just inviting some ease. Now sensing into the heart area, chest, the back, down through into the belly. And then softening the legs, letting go of any bracing all the way down into the feet. Just having a sense of sitting with some ease. Perhaps tuning into the sensations of breathing. Sense of the very simple physical sensations, like the coolness of the air coming in and sense of movement through the nasal passages, maybe the shift of clothing against the skin as the chest naturally rises on the in-breath. A sense that it's warmer on the way out. There can come to be a feeling of being breathed by the breath. So not needing to breathe actively, but just letting your body be breathed. And that there's some, first of all, ease in just letting that happen. And also some vitality, some kind of strength in this very natural indication of life, breathing. However we're breathing. So if it's of interest for this meditation, tuning into the aliveness, the energy or the strength of just being in a body that breathes, that lives. Seeing how that has an effect on the mind and body during this meditation. in the last few minutes of this meditation, you're invited to consider another kind of vitality. We've been sitting with a sense of life that comes from the breath, sense that the body is alive. What about the vitality that comes from the Dharma, from being connected to your Dharma practice and your sense of this path, of being part of this meditation community? These aspects of the Dharma also have some life to them, some feeling in the body of energy. See if you can tune into that and sense kind of the flavor or the feeling of that for you, and rest with that, feeling how it connects with your own bodily vitality. We may also notice that it's when the mind and body are somewhat calm and somewhat gathered that it's the easiest to sense into this feeling of the Dharma within us. This Dharma energy is most available when our mind is somewhat settled.